This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The University of Hawaii Community Colleges on Oahu are launching a new program to train unemployed workers with new job skills today. The program, called Oahu Back to Work, is funded by CARES Act money from the City and County of Honolulu and is free for participants. It's a new program born from the Hawaii Executive Collaborative's Roadmap to Economic Recovery. Terry George is president and CEO of the Harold K.L. Castle Foundation and HEC's Education Committee Chair. He spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai on Friday about the roadmap and how it's already making waves in the state.
There was first some really good momentum happening before the pandemic hit. We really had been focusing on what we call a good jobs gap. At the height of our good economy in January, when we had almost no unemployment, we still had 59% of people who were not earning at what's called the ALICE threshold that Aloha United Way has set up as the amount you need to earn to meet your basic needs of housing and food and, you know, health care, child care, and transportation. So we had this weird economy where everybody had a job and most jobs didn't pay enough. Fast forward 1 or 2 months, and all of a sudden the bottom falls out of the economy because of the shutdown caused by the pandemic. So a group of us got together and said, let's not waste a good crisis. We now know that we need to fix our economy, but let's figure out how we can actually build an economy that's going to work for the good jobs that have skill requirements that we're not delivering in our education system. And so that was the impetus for the roadmap. The Harold Castle Foundation, Hawaii Executive Collaborative, the Hawaii Community Foundation, and the Strata Education Network jointly decided to bring together a group of 15 people from business, education, and workforce development to think together. How do we use this crisis to build better skilled staff for our businesses? Because basically, right now, in the world that we live in, we have to compete on talent. It's no longer about what natural resources you have or where you're located. It's really about whether or not your workforce has the skill set that they need to create thriving businesses that are more resilient to the pandemic. So we started meeting at the height of the unemployment crisis, and we started to look at the jobs market that's out there. We did a labor market analysis. We interviewed hundreds of people to find out what the needs were. And then we developed a set of recommendations, a roadmap, to lay out a plan to provide pathways so that every worker has the skill set they need to get one of these good jobs. And so as you can see from the roadmap, it's really that set of priorities. It focuses on making decisions, prioritizing three priority sectors that we learned from our analysis offer recession-resilient, high-wage, in-demand jobs. One, as you would be able to guess, is healthcare, including both clinical and community health. A second is technology, including IT, biotech, and emerging clean energy. And a third is skilled trades, construction, manufacturing, engineering, sustainable ag. And so what we recommend in the roadmap is that we begin to align what we're doing in our high schools, our higher ed system, and our businesses all around the skill sets and career pathways to get people the training that they need in those big sectors. And that's going to require rapidly reskilling people and expanding what we call work-based learning programs that give students and adults the experience and credentials they need to get these jobs.
Who are you focusing on to reskill, and what's available out there to retrain them for these other industries that are more resilient?
Obviously, the key focus is for people who lost their jobs, or even if the jobs come back, and these are primarily in hospitality and retail, they're not going to pay enough unless they get reskilled. So there's a term in the roadmap called lifeboat jobs. Let's say you work the front desk at a hotel and your hotel is shut down. you have skills of customer service and scheduling that can be used to get a better job, either within the hotel industry or not. A lifeboat job might be to work for, say, FedEx as a stock clerk, an order filler. And then if you then combine that with industry credentials that you can get through, say, UH community colleges, you begin to get skills of inventory management and data entry. And guess what that gets you to once jobs come back? You could work as a shipping or traffic clerk and earn maybe 30% or 40% more, or a cargo or a freight agent. So that's an example of the people we're focusing on and the kind of lifeboat job strategy that can help. And one thing I wanted to share that's really good news is on Monday, the 28th, the UH Community College System is going to launch a new lifeboat strategy, and it's called Oahu Back to Work. And it provides free job training classes in these sectors that the roadmap identified, such as healthcare and engineering and construction trades, for people who don't have a job. And it gets them that lifeboat job and then that set of skills and industry credentials so that they can get a better job. And this is funded with CARES Act money from the city and county of Honolulu. The other good news that I just learned today, and this is the benefit of having a roadmap, is after the roadmap was developed, a team of people in Hawaii used the roadmap framework to write a grant to the U.S. Department of Education, which was available for up to 3 years and up to $15 million, called Reimagining Workforce Pathways. And in that proposal, they proposed to launch and expand apprenticeships in healthcare, IT, clean energy, and skilled trades. Guess what? I just learned today that Hawaii won $13.3 million towards that. So the roadmap is already having big benefits. I think there's really three big things that that the roadmap comes out with in terms of a call to action. One is we need to build smartly on the momentum that we already have. You see in high schools, 16 public high schools offer career academies, for example. In the UH system, there's something called a website called Hawaii Career Explorer, which provides real-time info on high-earning, high-demand jobs and how you get them, how much they pay, and what education you need. So we need to build on that kind of momentum. Second, we need to stay focused on the skills and industry sectors that lead to good jobs and good income. And third is we need to do this fast and at scale. So we need to be fast and smart. No longer is it okay to offer just 100 job training opportunities when we have 100,000 people who need those opportunities. That's going to take coordination among the private sector, the government sector, the philanthropic sector, and others. And we're going to need to align around what really works for people. The opportunity is great. We really, through this process, are going to turn this crisis into an opportunity to build a new Hawaii economy that really is resilient and builds on what our comparative advantages are as a special place.
I'm getting the feeling that a lot of these tourism jobs, I mean, they might take a while to get back if they do come back, but we're looking at retraining a lot of these employees into new industries that will be more resilient in the future.
That's correct. I recently did a little staycation between shutdowns at a hotel with my wife, and I met a guy at the front desk named Preston. I asked him how it was going the last couple months. When the hotel was shut down, he said he did okay because he had two jobs. One was working at a skilled nursing facility, and the other was at the hotel. So while one job went away, the other one was still there. Imagine if Preston knew where to go to get the kind of college degree or industry certificates that he needed, the kind of coaching for what good jobs are out there and how he can get the skill set to get hired. That's what we're doing with the roadmap. And it does require post-high education. What we're learning is that a great majority of Hawaii's future jobs are going to require some kind of degree or certificate. We think that you can do this at scale by doing what we call a learn and earn approach. Learn while you're out on the job. This benefits your employer and it benefits you and keeps our businesses strong. Especially our small businesses need this so much. And that's really the foundation of Hawaii's economy. It's small businesses.
The last time you were on our show, we had you on for early education. But in the roadmap, I didn't see that in there. So where do educators, especially early childhood educators, where do they fit in this picture?
Well, I think that there's a similar approach in early education. There are some really forward-thinking plans for the state of Hawaii to build our workforce in early education. The biggest challenge there is that those jobs should pay more because they're doing such valuable and important work. But there are efforts to try to address the pay issue, and there are also programs within the University of Hawaii, Chaminade, and elsewhere to try to allow people who are currently, say, teachers' aides to get the credentials that they need to become early childhood teachers in our preschools and in our public schools and in our private, you know, family-based care programs. And I'm very excited that the bill has passed and the governor has signed it into law. So we now have set in stone that within 12 years, we commit to every 3- and 4-year-old in the state of Hawaii having an opportunity for a high-quality early learning and child care experience. And now we just have to build that system.
That was Terry George of the Harold K.L. Castle Foundation and Hawaii Executive Collaborative talking about its roadmap to economic recovery. For more information on job training programs, visit our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.